All right, welcome. Let's open our Bibles to John 1:1 again. We're going to get this. We're going to get this. Amen. And, you know, faith cometh by hearing and hearing. By the word of God. So we're going to talk about that. In the beginning was the Word, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him, and without Him, not even one thing came into being that has come into being. So we're talking about intentional words. We're talking about intentional words. Words matter. That's kind of a funny statement right there. Words matter. Okay, you got an ear, you heard that. Okay, so praise the Lord. So everything in life functions around words. So in the beginning was the Word. Now, I said this to you the last time we talked about this. Well, I think it was Sunday we did this. I have had so many things in the Word since then, but I believe it was. The Greek translated here to English says, in the beginning was something intentionally said. In the beginning was something intentionally said. It's said on purpose. We are people of purpose. Some people don't believe that, but we are. We're people of purpose. We have God's purpose, and we want to say things on purpose. Now, speaking intentionally is the way to manifest words into things, words into deliverance, words into healing, words into overcoming, words into victory. Speaking intentionally does that. Say, speaking intentionally. So Jesus said about idle words, and I'll repeat this. We said this last time we were together. Matthew 12:36 says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account of thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Now, what we're saying here is that on the day of judgment, that's not judgment day. That's the day the words produce a harvest. Right. That's the day you kicked the tire and 30 minutes later it went flat. Mm-hmm. It's that day. Okay. So you're going to have what you say. Charles Capps taught us that years ago. You're going to have what you say. Very important. A lot of people in the church have no clue about this. They don't believe it. A lot of word and faith people believe it, but don't do it. But we're going to do it because it produces a harvest that we want. Now, what I want to do for just a few minutes, I want to talk about the Word Himself. The Word Himself. And Father, the eyes of our understanding be enlightened right now. So John 1:3 said there, it said, all things came into being through Him, and without Him, not even one thing came into being that has come into being. So Jesus is the Word, right? Jesus the Word. Now, right here, come away from words on paper. Okay? Okay, I see you're doing it. Come away from words on paper. Now that's part of it. That's part of it. It or He was manifested like that, so that your natural eyes and your natural ears could intake it into your spiritual. Your natural eyes, your natural ears could take in what your spiritual eyes and ears need. Yeah. You have something, like you're looking at me right now with your natural eyes, but you're looking at me also with your spiritual eyes. So you have a way to take in what's going on in the spirit world right now. There's not just me standing up here talking useless words. Okay? And you've connected with that. So what we have this for, this, we have Jesus on paper. And Jesus on paper can be looked at, come into here, and come into here. Yeah. And then you see with the eye of faith. Okay? Now, the Word existed before creation. Jesus being the Word existed before creation. But, you know, what you really need to understand is before the foundation of the world, He was there. not as a man, but part of the Godhead. He wasn't a man then, church. He was part of the Godhead. And he still is in that image. Understand, he has the image of God. You got to get over the spirit to get this, okay? But God has eternally been three in one. Always has been. So the verse said that the Word was God. Now it's very important right here. This should give us a sense of the rank of the Word. Knowing, did you? Okay, good. See, yeah. You just caught that. Knowing how that this Word was a part of the Godhead. This is just as much God as the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Once you take it off this and put it in. Because that's what it is. It is Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen. Wow. Amen. So this is such a precious thing to have this. And now you probably have 20 of them. Did you know there's some people that don't have any? And you walk into my office, my study, and there's piles of them. Too many to fit in the bookcases. And I love every one of them. Praise the Lord. And then you get online and you have all of these different translations that you can look at. Glory to God. That's so awesome. This is, I saw someone do this one time. They put it on their head and said, "This is God talking to me." Praise the Lord. Billy? Is it Billy? Yeah, so this should give you the sense of the rank of the Word. The Word has a divine and eternal nature. So Jesus is the expression of the whole mind that exists in God. He's the expression of God thinking and wanting to move on something. Okay, got that? So a word is that by which we communicate our will, by which we convey our thoughts, or by which we issue commands, the medium of communication with others. When you use words, you are communicating your will, yeah, you do. Uh-huh. Do you? Yeah. I want the Whataburger with cheese. It's the quickest thing I could think of. I haven't even been there in forever. Are they still good? Someone says yes. So they communicated with words. But whatever you're going to do, you get on the phone, whatever you're communicating, you are telling your will. Just making you think a little bit, okay? You also convey your thoughts, which could be interesting. And then you issue commands. I told you to get out there and take that trash out. Yeah, that's what we tell the kids. Uh-huh. Amen. Or Satan, get thee behind me. That's a better one. Sometimes they feel like the same area, but praise the Lord. Okay, so the medium of communication with others, though. Amen. The Son of God may be called the Word because he's the medium by which God transmits his will and issues his commandments. The Son of God does that. Now, if we go over to Hebrews 1, you can see that, right? Don't go over there. I'll just tell you what it says. It says that God has spoken by his Son. Remember, it says God in past times spoke by the prophets. But now God is speaking by his Son. God is speaking by the Word. Amen. You're either getting Word and hopefully with Holy Ghost talking to you, or you're getting a prophetic Word. We'll talk about that later. But you're getting Word. So before the foundation of the world, Jesus spoke for God, and he's the interpreter of the mind of the Father. So when you saw Jesus going about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, you were getting the mind of the Father. Yeah. Jesus doing all these wonderful things was how God the Father feels about you. Mm-hmm. He wants to get you out of trouble. He wants to put you into victory. He wants to give you shalom. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now there's something I want you to see here. All was created by Jesus in the beginning, but notice this, John, 1:4. I'll read this to you because you know it, or you may still be tuned in right there. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Real easy. In him was life, And the life was the light of men. In him was life. He didn't just create, he released light into men. Okay? Yeah, you saw that with Adam, didn't you? He created him, he formed him, and then he breathed into him, right? So he lit the man. Now, he released life into him. We're all lit by Jesus. We're all lit by the Word of God. Amen. Now, as he created, he sent a part of himself into everything that exists. Yeah. That's why faith, which comes from the Word, will cause everything that exists to come to you. Do you get that? Because this has a part of God in it, or the resources did, and it came to us because we called it. These chairs, we called them some, this building, your home, whatever's going on with you. They all were made and they have a part of God in them. Every animal, every person, everything has a part of God, and everything's on a frequency of God. You just got to get to that frequency and match it up, and you'll come to it and it'll come to you. I just gave somebody their big answer. Now, so the Word has God himself in it. Jesus the Word does, the Bible does, and the Holy Spirit does. Okay? Everything I just named has God in it. So a word from God is filled with life and light when it comes to your life and light. So when you eat dinner, hopefully, unless it's a donut, when you eat dinner, you're getting some protein which goes into your system, which does all these things that we're not going to take time to. I actually have taught you that before, what it all does in your system. But the Word does that in your spirit. Right. It creates energy. Yeah. You know how you go, man, I need to eat some protein. Yeah. You know, and then you're better after you eat that protein. Okay. So I need to eat some Word because I'm better after I eat the Word. Because it takes the light that's in you. I'm going to say it like this because y'all, it takes the light that's in you and it turns it up. Yeah. You get brighter. You get, have more energy. You have more power.
Yeah.
Okay. Church, everybody has power. Every living soul has power if they'll tap into it. Now the unborn again people, they have a dead spirit. So it's not, nothing's working for them. It's just not there. But every born-again Christian has some power in them. Every born-again Christian has some faith, a measure of faith. Every born-again Christian has the Holy Spirit. But why are some people so powerful and some aren't? Why would you think that? Yeah. Word, lack of Word, lack of fellowship with Father, lack of fellowship with the Spirit of God. Those two things create what you need to produce fruit. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I'll just say this right here. I was listening to Robin Bullock, and he was talking about the need for all of us to pick up our anointings and do them. Pick up your anointing and do it, whatever it is. A lot of anointings just lay dormant. People don't operate and flow in what they've been called to do. Oh, I could really go into that, but I need to stay with this for today. We're gonna move into some things like that in January. Now, we know that there's a superior realm, do we? The heavenly realm, okay. So everything you want, everything you need has already been given to you in an inheritance. And it's in the realm right now, staying out of corruption. And when you need it, you can call on it and download it, and it'll come manifest here. If you learn how to use your faith, your next car is already there. Your next assignment is already there. When you need it, you use your faith to get it. You won't get it another way. So if you're not getting what you need, you're not using your faith. Bottom line. Don't be mad at me. I have to deal with the same thing. Okay, so We received our inheritance. We got it all. It's kept safe. You withdraw with faith. And we withdraw with, now listen to me. I want you to hear me not like you've just heard a word of faith teaching, okay? I want you to hear me in a higher realm right now, okay? You can do it. We withdraw with the word of faith, not a tribe in the church, not a denomination that's in the ecclesia. No, the word of faith that the apostle Paul talked about in Romans 10. Romans 10 says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You got saved by faith because you heard about Jesus, you believed Jesus, then you said it with your words, and you were born again. That's how you did it. You had to do that. The people that say, well, I just always knew Jesus, that doesn't mean a thing. There's whole denominations that think that. Well, you born agains, I don't know what y'all are talking about. Well, I do because I knew the day it happened to me. And I was a kid and I knew the day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, word of faith. Now, believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. The word of God, the Bible, brings your belief or causes faith to rise. Everybody here knows that. Most of you online, you understand this principle. So it's easy to understand that if you do not believe something or you do not think the right way, you won't say the right things. If someone says, well, no, 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 and you don't believe it, you probably say, well, I just really don't believe that. Or you'll try not to hurt their feelings, so you'll just go, mm-hmm. Yeah. But see, Paul told us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Not conformed with religion, but transformed by the renewing of your mind. Church, I'm going to prophesy to you right now and tell you, religion is about to leave the ecclesia. People have had enough. Sitting over in dead churches, doing nothing, saying this is the way we've always done it, and we don't want to talk about this, and we don't want to talk about that, and all the prophets better ask us for forgiveness. We'll see. We will see. We better come away from all that stuff, and we will. Because the further we're going in this thing that we're in right now, the more we're seeing the truth. Everything's being exposed.
Yep.
And there's not a pastor in the world that should try to protect their job by not telling people the truth. Or be afraid that we're going to run you off. I'll say what Jesse says. You trust me and I'll trust you. And we don't have to agree on everything. We don't have to agree on everything. That doesn't matter. But what matters is doing the will of God, not just some kind of thing to try to get numbers. And I know people that I love, great preachers that I love and admire that say, well, they say that numbers don't matter, but they certainly do because the more numbers you have, the more people that you reach. I understand that. But the question is, what are you reaching them with? All right, Isaiah 55:8 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from the heavens and does not return there, but waters the earth and makes it bring out and bud and give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be when it goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void to me. It shall not return to me void, excuse me, but it shall accomplish what I please. It's going to accomplish what he pleases, and it shall certainly do what I sent it to do. So the word will do what he sent to do. When you speak him, when you speak it, the word itself is going to do what's in it.
Yes. Oh, there you go.
Now, we can hear, we can talk about Jehovah here, the big L-O-R-D, in that God is God and his government.
Yes.
Some people don't like that, but it's if you go back and study deep enough, you're going to find it's the truth, that God is not the one coming out and going, I'm mad at you, I'm going to judge you, I'm mad at you. He set up a system. It's called seed time and harvest.
Yep.
And if you continue to sow one way, you're going to end up reaping that way unless you repent. And I'm talking about, when I say repent, I'm not talking about get down groveling. I'm talking about change your mind.
Yeah.
Go the other way. Go, you know what? This is the wrong way to go. Lord, thank you for showing me. I apologize. I went the wrong way and go. Mm-hmm. I mean, we ask people to forgive us. What happened to that with God?
Mm-hmm.
Grace? Mm-hmm. I don't think grace did that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about grace.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more than a lot of people. But I still think we need to have fellowship with God. He already forgave you.
True.
It's not you getting that. It's you getting clear. It's not him. He's already forgiven you. You're just connecting back to that forgiveness. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. This turned into five different sermons here. Okay. So his word has power in it. His word is faith food. All right, Lord. His word causes your spirit to be strengthened so that you can receive from the unseen world. What does it say about Sarah? She received the strength to conceive. See, this word will give you the strength to conceive your new assignment. Do you hear me? Yeah. It'll, this word will give you the strength to conceive getting rich without sorrow. In other words, not you serving money, but the money serving you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have plenty to give to whatever God called you to and such, the ability to bless mankind. Now, his word cannot return empty. It prospers. So when we talk about the blessing, this is a little example and we'll move forward. It makes one rich, adding no toil. What we have in mind when we say that is that you work. Now, this is very important. I'm not off on prosperity message, okay? I'm using this as an example, so use it with me. What we're saying to you is work smart and not hard. Nothing wrong with working smart and not hard. You get more things done. You're more useful if you work smart instead of hard. Now, when we say hard work, we know what that means. That's not a bad thing. But sometimes people are just overworking and running in circles when they could have actually accomplished something way easier had they sat down in the morning and done the word first.
Oh, yeah.
Sent the word so the word could work because the word won't return void.
That's right.
It's the same thing as if you literally had a servant. Jesus said that over in the Gospels. He said, faith is like when you have a servant and they work and they're out in the field. And when they come in, you don't say, oh, please come sit down and rest and I'll feed you. It says, no, they're doing what they're supposed to do. That's what faith does. That's what the word does. You send it forth. Faith mixed with the word mixed with faith sent forth will go and get you what you are looking for, what God has designed for you to have. This is fun, isn't it? Okay. Now, so we're going to work smart instead of hard. I know I always use this example, but it's just one of my favorites. When Pastor Dollar became ill, he had cancer. And they told him that. And he immediately went home, went into his study, and began to work the word. He worked the word all day long like somebody else has been doing today. And by the time he worked the word all day, and maybe a few days, I don't know, when he went back, well, there's actually a cool story about that. When they retested him and they got a picture of his insides, they could see a picture of a man on the inside of him. Remember that?
Yep.
The word was in there. Made flesh.
Yep.
But Now, y'all are family. We'll just say this, and y'all out there too. But a lot of people don't want to do that. Want to go home, put the jammies on. Want to go home and say, just go over and over what the diagnosis is. Now, and don't get upset with other people. Every one of us have done that. Well, they said, and then you think about it and think about it and think about it. But what you really need to do is have intentional words. No. Thank you very much. Get outside. In the name of Jesus, no. No. In the name of Jesus, I have what I say. And you start going down, I am the body of Christ. Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. My blood pressure is 120 over 80. Da, 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 da. All those things you know you need to say. I declare there's no tragedy, no accident, no sickness, no disease, no you know, whatever it is you say. This will not intimidate me. I will not go down. I will not be put back. I have what I said. And once the devil believes you, it'll manifest. Because he'll step back and go, oh, well, there. He'll see that you have it. All the demonic forces see you as a light coming down the road.
Yep, it's true.
What they want to do is put your light out. What they want to do is dry out your anointing. They want to dry out your neck. And put a yoke around you. Because they go to dry places. They go to, so they want to come and yoke you up. But the Bible says that the anointing removes, destroys the yoke. Because you're anointed.
That's right.
That was for free. Praise the Lord. Now, so make working the word your number one job and you're going to end up in your dream. What are we going to do today? We're going to go to work. Let's go to work. What are we going to do? Sit down at the desk, open your Bible, read the Bible, listen to what God's saying to you, go outside, pray in the Spirit, pray while you're driving, intentionally give God some time. This doesn't count. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't count. Doesn't count. We're going to do it this year, aren't we? The Lord told me, he said, if you will read my word out loud every day for 6 weeks, your anointing will increase. So that's what I've been doing. I've been flopping, stopping. I love to do that. It's fun. Just get my old Bible that has all the notes in it and open it up and go, this is a good one, Lord. What do you think? Can I read this one? He told me where to start. I started with Psalm 103. But you can just start saying it and say it like a preacher. You got it in you. You can, come on, warm up. Say amen. Okay. Get in there and say something. Start talking to it.
Amen.
In the beginning was the word. You're like, well, I'm not a preacher. I'm just quiet. Well, you might want to get a little louder because if you stay in your flesh, you are no competition for the enemy. So you're going to have to push past your flesh. And that's what shouting does. It pushes you past your flesh. And something comes out from deep in your spirit.
Amen.
See? So you're like, I just can't shout, Chuck. I'm so, I can't do it. Better go home and practice.
Yeah.
As Dee says, get over yourself.
Right.
Good shout will do you good.
Uh-huh.
It caused something to kick into motion.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. There's the fifth sermon in this thing. Okay. So, that's your number one job. Now, we got to get on down the line here. Prosperity is produced by the word, not the world. So, now remember, we're talking about downloading from the kingdom here. So, this right here will produce prosperity. That's exactly right. And it's right. Jesus said the kingdom of God works like this. The sower sows the word, right? Verse 14, Mark 4. Words are containers. Words are process starters. Words are seeds. Words are the bridge between the seen and the unseen. Okay? They're going to pull over what's in the unseen to you. This is like my favorite subject. Now, there's one more thing I want to talk about before we go. You want the life and the light of God on God's word to fill you with life and light so that you can believe and you can confess and the light and life, which will bring you your harvest from the other realm, right? So you're going to get the word. You're going to confess the word. You're going to believe the word. You're going to confess the word. And then things will start moving. And then if you watch your conversation, you won't stop them from moving. Okay. And then then you'll start receiving your harvest. So what possibly can get in the way of this? Now, I just want to talk about this one thing that could get in the way. Mark 17:13 says, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have delivered. Tradition can be causing the word of God not to be effective in your life. That's what Jesus said. Tradition. You're like, well, I'm certainly glad I'm not in it. Well, you're not. Every one of us might want to check that out. But because certainly there are some traditions you got over where you wouldn't be in this church. We had to get a whole lot past things when we left the Baptist church because traditionally weren't going, which I love the Baptists. We were raised that way. They have wonderful revelation. But they were in our church anyway. I can't say for everybody's, but ours had some traditions. And you were not going to step over that, or you would go out from among them, for we were not of them, or something like that. They always use some phrase like that. It's kind of a scripture. They're kind of quoting the scripture. Anyway, so there are traditions. Did you know that even to this day, some people won't leave their church because grandma's buried out in the cemetery behind the church? Or mama and them planted this church. Or, I mean, it could be many things. Well, and one of the big ones is, well, if I leave, who will teach the people what they really need? A lot of people use that. But if you're not getting now, I would say maybe sometimes somewhere there's an assignment like that. But most of the time, you need to be in a church where you're being equipped. Because you got a lot of things to do. But traditionally, you're used to that, so you would stay. Well, that's going to cause the word not to work if you get stuck in some of those traditions. They're customs. This is what we've always done. Well, we've always done it this way. Now, just bring that on down, simmer it on down to what you personally do. Well, I've just always done this. Well, I've always just bought a book, and I read my devotional for 15 minutes. Well, maybe there's something different you need to do. Or maybe you need to start doing that. Yeah. Depending on how, you may need to go ahead and try to make a little break a little bit and see what could happen if you started getting close to walking on the water there a little bit. You see where I'm going? Where you know, maybe you better say, am I doing something traditional that is blocking? It may be you judging. It may be your education. You're just too smart for your own good. Thank God I didn't have that problem. Look. Oh, my word. Everybody's stupid on something.
Yep.
Who said that? That old cowboy. I remember that old cowboy. What was his name?
Will Rogers
said that. Everybody's stupid on something. My point being is your intellect is wonderful, but you better not make that your focus. That could be the tradition you need to get over, because you'll go back and try to figure things out every time.
Yep.
And And even those of us like me want to do that. Praise the Lord. Y'all will get that in a minute. Okay. I'm smart. Praise God. Now, so you may have some everyday habits that hold you back. You know, what are they? What's holding you back that keeps you from just pressing a little more? Well, I have to do this and I have to do that. And I mean, my day's just lined up. Once I get up, I hit the floor, start. Hey, tell me about it. I do have to do this, have to do that, blah, 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 blah. Well, there's got to be somewhere you can change something so you can work the word first. And if you're going to sit in your favorite chair, your favorite prayer chair and do it, you may have to do something to make sure that in a minute you're just not dreaming that you're working the word. I'm working the word. Praise the Lord. Luck and superstition are the enemy. The word luck comes from the word Lucifer. You need to get that out of your conversation. It really matters what words you choose. Tell yourself that. Do me a favor. Go home and look in the mirror tonight and then tell me on Sunday that you did this. Go home and say, Roxanne, the words you, don't say Roxanne, say your name. The words you use matter. Now pick the right ones intentionally. Go ahead and say that to yourself. I talk to myself in the mirror all the time. Roxanne Alexander, you will straighten up. You commanded a crop fair over that. You will not even think that. I do that all the time. Well, you shouldn't be so hard on yourself. Oh, please. Somebody better. Now, one more thing and we're going to go. Maybe two more things. Let's see. So it's going to matter what word you choose. Church, not just for you, but everyone in your life. The words you choose for everyone in your life. You can take a child and try to have fun with them by scaring them. And you can mess up their lives. You think it's funny, but they grow up in some kind of fear. Or you could just tease them about how dumb they are. And they'll grow up being a mess. And you may not think that every little sentence matters, but it does. And I'm going to go over these for the 1900th time, but there's no dessert worth dying for. Man, this is good. What did they say? How did they say it? Yeah, this is to die for. See, I can't even remember how to say it. No, it's to live for.
Yeah.
Me and Deb were going to Missouri one time. We got about halfway up there and we stopped at a restaurant and we ate some food and it was a Cracker Barrel. And the lady says, have you ever tried this, I don't know, fudge cobbler or something, whatever they had. And she says, man, it is to live for. And I said, word of faith? Yes, ma'am. This is years ago.
She got a good tip.
Yes, she got a very good tip. Praise the Lord. This work is killing me. It will. It'll kill you. Well, I'm just afraid I won't be there. You're afraid? But I still hear that in this church a lot. People using the phrase, well, I'm afraid. I'm like, I don't say anything to y'all unless you've given me permission to. If you've given me permission to, I'll say, well, you don't want me to agree with that, do you? But if you haven't given me permission, I won't say anything to you. I'll just look at you like, But you just need to take afraid and get it out because you are not afraid. You do not have a spirit of fear. You have power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So you're like, well, Pastor, why do we, because we're training. You're training so you'll say the right words intentionally. You don't want to get in a place where fear does strike you and start shouting, "I'm afraid." That scared me. Ain't scared. Are you taking it, church? This is starting our new year. We got to start saying the right thing so we can have the right thing, and we need to have it fast. There's some things coming to pass we need to stand against right now. There's some things coming to pass that are going to, we are going to have a major breakthrough in the Church of the Living God, a major breakthrough in America. We are so close right now, but we cannot sit down now. We have to talk it and believe it and speak it that this awakening is here. Be careful needs to go out of your words. You can say it another way. I'm sorry should change to I apologize. Saying words out of your mouth that you wouldn't even hold in your hand need to go away. Did you get that? Yeah, the back row's laughing. They get it. Praise the Lord. That just tickles me to death. What's that? That's getting into the curse. It's time to ask the Holy Spirit to help us get a hold of these things. It's real easy. And can I tell you something? If you get out of the Word, eventually you'll push back into those things and you'll start saying them again. You will. You will. If you stay away from the Word long enough, in a little while you'll start saying, "Yeah, I'm lucky," and you'll think, "Oh, well, it's okay." But see, the Word keeps that, it keeps that pressure on you, not in a bad way. It helps you stay in that lane all the time. There's an integrity about the Word that'll hold you in place. So not only does it bring things to pass, there's an integrity with it that will keep you strong.
Yeah.
And of course, being in the presence of God will keep you strong. Yeah. Because in His presence, there's fullness of and the joy of the Lord is our
strength.
Praise the Lord. You change your language, you change your life. Look at somebody and tell them, if you change your language, you'll change your life. Now, we're having some coffee together and I'll come over to see you, have some coffee. Now, this scar was from my first surgery. And then this one back here, that's not what people need to hear out of you. They need to hear your victories. They need to hear your victories. I'm going to say something in a minute. Get ready. Praise the Lord. They need to see your victories. Praise God. We don't need to know the details of your operation. Tell the victory on how you got it fixed. Talk the victory, not the problem. Not just for you, but for other people as well. Now I want to tell you something. I heard somebody say this one time. They said, "I preach from my pain." I preach from my pain. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to hear something preached from the anointing. If you preach from your pain, then you're always going to need some pain. And that's not God's will. See, but now, if you travel over into the world side a little bit, what do they say? What do they say? The people that write the best songs are the ones who are hurting. That's what they say. Now, there are some brilliant songs written about things like that. But that doesn't mean that they're worth you ministering, getting ministered to by. They may package it up, make it look good, and you're like, they did a really good job on that. And it's hurtful. And you can sense it and feel it. But that's not something that you want ministering to you. And I'll tell you this, there's a place in you that can write a song that'll be as good or better, way better than anything coming from pain.
Amen.
And I guarantee you, when we all get to heaven, Darlene Check is going to sing Shout to the Lord. And we're going to sing with her. And she thought it wasn't any good. And it went all over the world. That's just one example. You could talk about a little Chris. He's had songs. What's his last name? Chris Tomlin. You talk about all these people. Phillips. Randy Phillips and all. We were singing one of his songs on the way over here. And I mean, just these people who have put out these things that we enjoy and we like. And they're all worshiping God. Amen. And there are some songs that are out in the world. Good. What about Andre Bocelli singing the prayer? I like Celine singing him with it. But I mean, those are some good songs. And if we're going to go over to country, what about Martina McBride singing Anyway? I mean, that even has a message that's like, even if something tries to hold you back, do it anyway. So there's some song. How about, what's that guy's name? Tim. He has the faith for a wife. Tim McGraw. He has a song, Always Be Humble and Kind. So there's some good stuff out there that are coming from the right hearts. Just thought I'd let y'all know about that. Okay. Now, well, I've been confessing and confessing and nothing happens. But you're sitting up here telling me words that words will download what I need and you know, either I'm going to be connected to the kingdom or I'm going to be connected to the darkness with my words. But I've been confessing and nothing happens. Number one, you just let us know your thoughts. Nothing happens. See, that's what's in you. Well, nothing happens. Just look out a little further in your spirit. Something's happening. There's a lot of people right now going, well, nothing happened, did it? We lost and, oh yes, everything is happening. It is happening and God is moving.
Yes,
number two, does your conversation match your confession? I believe I'm healed in the name of Jesus, but this one, but God, this has just got me and all. You know, I mean, which is it? Which is it? Because you're confessing here and then your conversation is, I need to tell you about it. I need to tell you about it. I need to tell you about it. Hey, can I tell you about it? See, it's not going to do it. Remember the woman, when the prophet showed up because her son appeared to be dead? What'd she say? All is well. She just said all is well. Now she could have said, hurry up. She didn't. She said, all is well. This is how it's going to be. Not today.
Nobody's dying today.
Today. And nobody's getting COVID today. And nobody here's dying of COVID. And nobody here's going to jail for standing up for truth. And nobody here is losing their job for their decision, which is their decision. It's your decision. Do you have any light in life? Number three, do you have any light in life, life and light word in you that can make faith rise? Or do you just have all your own thoughts? Well, you know, you just don't understand. I get up early in the morning and then I go to work and I go to work from 7 to 7 and then I'm tired when I get home and I sure don't have time to go to church. Well, then change your life and go the easier way, because the easier way is the word working. The easier way is the word's going to work. And I've proved it over and over. And most of you have too. At least a time or two, it's worked for you. The word will work. But see, we're just wasting our time if we're going to get together on Sunday and Wednesday and we're going to walk out these doors and do the same thing. You're going to have to live it. Because if you're not going to live it, it's not going to work. If there's a jam log, I'm going to tell you, By the time we get to February, you're going to be done with it. Because if you'll let me, and you'll let me put a little pressure on this, I won't let you go till you have a breakthrough. It's up to you. You'll have to decide. We're going to have breakthroughs. And you're going to see America have some wonderful breakthroughs. And I'm going to tell you, there's a suddenly coming that is going to make your socks roll up and down. It is going to be so wonderful. And there's going to be some hard spots, but there are going to be some spots that are so easy for you. And you're just going to roll right on through.
Yep.
And the hard spots are going to be very sharp because the victories are at hand. You may have a stronghold of tradition or negative beliefs. Maybe, this is a good way to look at it. Let's look at it like this. You're more dark than you are light. Now let's just, we've got 6 minutes. Let's just think about this. Let's be honest with ourselves right now. Are we more dark than we are light? How much is in here? How much intestinal fortitude do you have to, how much gumption, we'll use that word, to go ahead and push through? How much control do you have over your flesh? Because if you get enough word, you're going to have a lot of control over your flesh. You will. Over your education, over your tradition, over your negative stuff. If you have enough word, you'll start bypassing that stuff. And you'll start knowing and you'll start resisting the devil and he will flee. And then you start making these connections and the Lord will start responding to you in certain ways. The Lord told me about 3 hours ago, he said, "Hey, listen." So I listened. And he said, "I want you to just wrap your arms around me and hold on tight." And I'm like, "Okay." And he said, "I'm just going to swing you on over to the next place. You're not going to have to take a slow way to get there." Yeah, go ahead, because you are me. Everybody in here is. So this is no private interpretation. You want to swing on over to the other place? Oh. Angawa. Some of you kids will figure out who that is later. We used to go see Tarzan all the time. Y'all know, have y'all ever heard of the Majestic Theater in San Antonio? So we go there to see off-Broadway plays and stuff. We love to go there. Well, when we were kids, when I was 4 years old, we went to see Tarzan at the Majestic on my birthday. I thought you'd want to know that. Okay, so I never told you that. Well, I have a witness. We sat on the floor with our Coke and popcorn and Red Hots. Yeah. Okay. Come on, somebody. Okay. I'm always accused of sugar memories. Okay. Now, so people confess that they're catching the flu and then they're catching it. Only thing you need to be catching is some good fish and some good finances and some good people fish. Be fisher of men. Amen. Not catching anything. Well, I feel like I might talk back to it. Talk back to it. Immediately get in the thing where you're talking back to it. They'll get it in 10 minutes if they hang in there. But I tell you, if you confess that you're well, 5 to 10 minutes later, you'll be well. Well, that doesn't always work for me. Okay, y'all got it. You're more dark than you are light at the moment. You're light, but darkness has gotten in there where you have strongholds. So you're not believing. But see, if that's why you work the word and you keep working it and working it and working it, you'll start believing it. You believe you more than anybody else. You start hearing yourself say it, and this is good Charles Capps preaching right here. You start hearing yourself preaching it, then, and you'll start believing it. And once you start conquering something, it's easy to get it again. I'm telling the truth. Come on, I'm telling the truth. 1987, first time I went to the Believers Convention. Saw Brother Copeland on TV, said, we gotta go. We went all the way to California to go. We wanted to go so bad. So then we decided, well, we're gonna go to the Southwest Believers Convention. So we were poor. No kidding, just poor. We were poor. So we stayed in the Motel 3. Two or three. Two and a half. And we took food. Okay? But we went.
Whatever it took.
Whatever. Thank you. That's good preaching. No, it's all right. Whatever it took, we did it. We didn't say, well, you know, we just can't make it. Because we had already heard enough to know. And I appreciate someone who was real strong with me, because I was just a little weak worm, just doing whatever the flesh, you know. I appreciated Brother Copeland. He was a needle to the body of Christ, and he would talk to me like I talk to y'all. But I appreciated it because it was like, wake up, girl. Come on. But anyway, so then we believed, and the next year, lo and behold, we got into the good hotel.
We did.
The Hilton? Was it the Hilton? The Hilton. The Hilton. And this is how many years later? 35 years, 34 years later. We've never not had the money to go, ever, ever. Never, ever didn't have it again. Now you do that. You do that. Not just about the convention. Whatever it is in your life. Whatever you want to break through. Whatever your anointing is. Whatever you're looking for. Get the parasite drag off. Get the right words coming out your mouth. Get the right words going into your spirit. And start knocking these things down until you're as wealthy as you want to be. As healthy as you want to be. As peaceful as you want to be. As anointed as you want to be. Whatever it is. Well, how are we going to do that in this economy? You're looking at the wrong thing. You don't look at the price. You look at the favor. Mm-hmm. Oh, we went out looking for a new couch because we don't like ours. And so the price on everything is 1.5 now. Have y'all seen that? It's about like if you want a $4,000 couch, it's $6,000 now. Okay. And so I just looked down at the tag and I thought, that just says favor on it. Okay, good. Because that's all you need to do. Well, when you, no. I just helped somebody right there. It's about favor. You don't know what could come in the mail tomorrow.
That's right.
You're like, well, you just could charge it. No. No getting dead over it. Yeah, keep lifting those sights up and lifting those sights up and lifting those sights up and lifting. Because we're about to go after a big piece of land, church. And we're about to big a big old multi-million-dollar building. And we all need to get our sights up. Because it's not me by myself. It's you with me. And all the people that are going to join us. And it's ours. It isn't mine. It's ours. And we're going to do it so we have a facility to hold everybody that needs to be in it and people that need to use it and whatever needs to happen. And we're going to have our sights up.
Right. Amen.
We got them high enough to get this. We're going to have to go way up.
Amen.
But we can do it. We can do it because we're going to look at the favor tag and not the price tag. Mm-hmm. Pastor Nancy really drilled that into me the last 2 years. When she bought the Amy Simple McPherson's castle, she had never paid cash for a house in her life, and they've been in the ministry a long time. But when she went to get that, and nobody, everybody else, is this okay? We're 1 minute after. I'll close up in 3 minutes. You good? Okay. So, no one would sell that property to anybody. All kinds of movie stars that if I called their name, you'd know who they were, stuff like that. If she called them, I don't know who they were. But she just went up there and said, I'll pay whatever y'all want. And God paid whatever they wanted, and they lowballed. And no, everybody said they wouldn't. So she must have seen a favor tag. Am I helping anybody?
Yeah.
You can do it. See, your next assignment, it's just got a favor arrow on it. It's closer than you think. It's closer than you think. It's right here. It's right there inside of you. Your next appointment. And it's an appointment. It's right there. Your healing, it's right here. It's right there inside of you. What you came for tonight is right here. Your healing is right here. She'd been saying all week long that when I laid my hands on her, she'd be healed. And she's going to see it tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me close this up. So, if you confess you're prosperous, you're going to get results. If we, as we are filled with more light, we can manifest the light realm more. That's what we're going to do. Now, would y'all be willing to stay 3 minutes so that I can give you a little prophetic edge? Because we're going to try to land every plane in the next few weeks. As I got that from Dee. She told me I made a perfect landing the other day. And I liked it. That was a good way to put it. If you allow me to, I want to say something to you. And I just pray that the light of God will just flood your spirit with this. Hebrews 4:11 says, so then we must, I'm going to read the Passion Translation. We must give our all and be eager to experience this faith rest life. Faith rest. Okay? So that no one falls short by following the same pattern of doubt and unbelief. For we have the living word of God, which is full of energy. See? And it pierces more sharply than a two-edged sword. That's a two-mouthed sword. A two-mouthed in the Greek. Okay? They used to just have one-sided sharp swords, and when they came out with this, the Romans did some damage. Okay? A two-edged sword. It will even penetrate to the very core of our being where the soul and spirit, bone and marrow meet. So it's gonna, the word's going to get in there and tell you what's what. Hey, you're in your soul. Hey, that's the spirit. Okay? All right. Now, it interprets and reveals the true thoughts and secrets of the heart. So you have to go, okay, this is probably why I hadn't had a breakthrough. You'll say that to yourself. And then you fix it. And then he fixes it because he's there already doing it. You get back in him. Okay. Now, so the word is a sharp two-edged sword. I want to say to you, and those of you that are watching, if I can, and you could disagree with this if you want to, but I'm right. I believe I am. You're going to be glad that you were raised in this camp. Yeah, you are. You're going to be really glad. The two-edged swords here that are coming together, if you want to look at this prophetically, the two-edged swords are the word of faith and the prophets, the prophetic. That's what it is. It's about getting the word and getting the prophetic out or receiving what's going on. In our time now, where there is judgment happening, we need prophets. Because they are the ones who can say it and not get into judging. Because the right ones will. Some of them don't, but take someone like Robin Bullock. He'll tell you every time, and of course Brother Copeland's very much like this. I have nothing against people. I love people. All the people. But when they prophesy in the big L-O-R-D, there's judgments. But it's God's system, seed time and harvest, and it's not a man saying, I hate that man who took that he didn't deserve. Right? They're not getting into their flesh. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now, if you just back up a few years, let's roll back to 2000. 2000, a little bit before maybe. In the church, we saw the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor. And the other two were shut down. Well, the 90s. It was the 90s. Wasn't it? Yeah, it was the 90s because they were introduced into our church. We started seeing the prophet and the apostle in the 95-ish area. The Lord was raising back up apostles and prophets because the denominational churches put them away. Y'all know that if you paid attention to church life. Well, when they came in, of course, there are a lot of people that rattled around and did things. And there were people that said, well, I'm an apostle and I'm going to be dropping by your church and I'll become your apostle, which we know that's not Bible. An apostle is the one that mentors you and raises you up and sends you. Pastor John was our apostle. Brother Copeland is our apostle. People like that, okay? They're the ones that send you out and you have a relationship with them, okay? And then the prophets, and of course people just, it's real hard for people to deal with prophets. Their flesh just, they don't like it too much. But we needed them on the scene, and they're back. And now they're back in the right way. And I'm happy to say that they got out of the ditch with the apostle stuff. And everybody's flowing. Well, if you'll just look close, you can see the word and faith and the prophets running together.
Yeah.
Now all you got to do is tune into one channel. Sid Roth, they prophesied years ago on Sid Roth's television show. Y'all know who he is? Years ago, they prophesied that Brother Kenneth Copeland would have the biggest voice in the world. It was prophesied a long time ago. And guess what? He does now. He has his own station. They're about to make a big announcement that's going to make us real happy Friday night. And he has the biggest voice. And what did he do? Look at what he did. This is beautiful. He took all the Word of Faith preachers and he put them in there for us. Yeah. So we get all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But then there's Flashpoint. And they bring in all the different prophets. Yeah. And who did Brother Copeland have 2 years ago? Bill Johnson came in. I mean, all the different flow. And Brother Copeland is doing all that.
Yep.
Jesus is doing all that. And Brother Copeland's following him. So when I say the word of faith and prophetic, I'm not talking about our tribe. I'm talking about that Bible word of faith.
Yes.
The word of faith that you now know how to use like a tool. And then the prophetic coming together, that's going to see us through this awakening and America being great again. I promise you. That's exactly what is happening. Amen.